This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
The government of Mexico is trying to reshape the country's phone and television industries by increasing competition and foreign investment. For more, we're joined from Miami by Enrique Acevedo of Univision News. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. So tell us about this proposal, first of all, of how Mexico is planning to reform its telecom industry.
Well, President Peña Nieto has put forward a set of legal changes to the Constitution that hopefully, if Congress approves this, will drive down prices in the cell phone market. Mexico has some of the highest rates in the world in cell phone usage, and also will bring long-awaited programming choices to the Mexican audience, who've always had only two choices when it comes down to broadcast TV.
And this is also supposed to expand broadband access around Mexico, right?
Hopefully, because I just read a recent study that says that broadband speed in the International Space Station is actually faster than in Mexico. So you can imagine people
wow.
in Mexico wanting a little better internet service. By the way, the guy who owns 70% of the market of telecommunications in Mexico is the richest man in the world, Carlos Slim,
right.
So it's a big interest, of course, in Mexico.
Well, what kind of an economic impact will this have in Mexico? I mean, how important is the telecom industry there?
Well, it's very important. Not only the telecommunications reform, but all structural reforms that have been going on for the last few weeks in education, in telecommunications, and hopefully in energy. The Mexican economy is doing pretty well. They have 2% of their GDP in deficit, as opposed to what happens here in the U.S., and it's an economy that's growing fast and steady. They have low unemployment. So that can have a huge impact in the United States if you consider Mexico is our third largest commercial partner, and
yeah.
we are their number one partner. So in the long run, that can have a huge effect. And also, we've seen how small or medium changes in the economy, either on the U.S. side or Mexico, can have a huge impact on issues like illegal immigration. During 2007 to 2010, we had the lowest illegal immigration rates in the last four decades.
Nobody wanted to come to the U.S. because there weren't enough jobs.
Exactly. So it's a supply and demand equation. And so a better and a stronger economy in Mexico can have a huge impact on illegal immigration at a time in which immigration or comprehensive immigration reform is being discussed in Congress here in the U.S.
Enrique Acevedo with Univision News. Thank you so much.
Thank you.